Ladies and gentlemen of the press, you're about to witness a climb for democracy, a climb for morals, and for Mother Nature. This is a giant leap for mankind. George Dank. Since I am much shorter than this tree, and very bad at games, I am climbing this very tall tree because my constituents want me to.
Bravo, darling. Forza amore.
And because the Tittybot bypass would be bad for the environment, Dad.
And because the Tittybot bypass would be bad for the environment, yes. Yes. Bye-bye, Westminster. Hello, Nestminster.
Get on with it then, Dad. We're going to miss the X-Files. Nice. Scully and Mulder wait for no man.
Here I go.
Ow!
Splinter.
Protesting Too Much by Kate Brook and Sally Phillips, starring John Fortune and Eleanor Bron. Episode 2.
This is Brian Perkins with the 6 o'clock news on February the 15th, 1997. George Dank, Minister for Roads and MP for Salisbury and Wilton, has kept the promise he made on the Today programme. Cheered on by his family and a crowd of journalists, he has climbed up a ladder to the upper branches of a beech tree in Tittybot Wood in protest at a proposed bypass construction.
And there is an extraordinarily festive atmosphere in Tittybot Wood tonight.
I did it!
Look at me!
Mr. Dank!
And George Dank and Alan Clark, now the only two Conservatives to have smiled all year, though I'd bet my bottom dollar, John, if our national currency were American, which it isn't. Nice. It's pounds and pence. Though perhaps not for much longer, as the battle over a single currency rages on. I bet that there will be plenty of unsmiling faces back at Westminster tonight.
Mr. Dank, how do you think the government will react to your protest?
What a view!
What can you possibly hope to achieve, Mr. Dank?
A very large majority. A very large majority of my constituents don't want this road. And I believe my actions will cause the government to cancel plans for construction of this bypass.
How do you feel about living up a tree for the next few months?
Months? Why, I hardly think so. I think the Department of Transport will find that they have no alternative but to, is that Orion's belt?
No. So you're expecting a U-turn soon, Mr. Dank?
Well, let's just say, I haven't packed a spare pair of pants.
What?
Delight, of course, from the Rhodes lobbyists after George Dank's unprecedented move, but no comment as yet from the government, although Stephen Robbins, Minister for Transport, is expected to arrive at Westminster in the next few minutes.
Stephen, I've been trying to get hold of you. You have to close the debate tonight on the European Tractor Emissions Directive.
Who gives a fart about tractor emissions? It's Dank I want to close the debate on now.
Yes, well, we can't afford to take the whip away from him.
Oh, for capital punishment, to see him swinging gently in the breeze.
Yeah, and we can't afford a by-election either. We're trying to get him down quietly. Chief Whip's rung him, Chester's rung him, I've rung him.
Does he know he'll lose his ministerial position?
Yes.
His Rover estate.
And his BA gold card. He won't come down. He's sounding unusually decisive and in tremendous spirits. You can see the Big Dipper, apparently.
Yeah, right, well, I'll talk to him. Dank and I go back a long way. I was at Oxford with George and his wife, Hermione.
Well, I'll get him on the line for you as soon as you've closed the tractor debate. Oh. You have 1 minute. No hesitation, no repetition, and please, no swearing.
Double arse.
I appreciate you helping me out tonight, Skip.
Oh, fine. Red Alert for Roads needs volunteers. I'm not doing anything. Ever. Makes sense.
Could you not sing? I'm sorry. It's just... Sorry.
Sorry, Dan. Sorry.
No, I've got to concentrate. We've got to capitalise on this Dank situation.
Yeah, capitalise.
I mean, it's brilliant. He's up there. We can use him as a lever to force the government's hand and reverse the decision on this road.
Cool.
But I don't trust him. I mean, this is the man who single-handedly pushed through the Thanet Wood bypass and personally told me that he thought roads looked pretty in sunlight.
Bastard.
Yeah, he's a time bomb for us. I just know it. So we need to move quickly.
Yeah.
We've got to persuade Stephen Robbins that he won't lose face if he takes this opportunity to U-turn on the bypass.
But how can he not lose face?
Well, of course he'd actually lose face, but we have to intermediate the loss of face. We've got to find a way of convincing him that the British public won't twig that he's lost it.
His face? Nah, I'm lost now.
Very good.
More mulled wine, anyone?
Oh, I'll have a splash. Yeah, so you remember the Diana Touched a Leper story in the Indy? That was mine, Mrs. D. Has anyone ever told you you've got beautiful skin?
If Dante were writing now, he'd definitely have a circle for journalists. Mm. Maybe in Purgatorio, but probably in Inferno.
Yeah, probably.
You'd either be with the flatterers, who are plunged up to their ears in excrement, or with the diviners, who have their heads twisted round so their tears dribble down the cracks in their bottoms.
Yeah, dribbling.
Fascinating for you.
Yeah.
Another chicken leg.
This is far better than the Loveys for Labour dinner, Mr. Dank. Strong location, good theme, tasty nibbles.
Yes, it is rather special, isn't it? Could you pass me up?
I'm off for a refill.
Some wine. Oh, great. Hermione.
The Secret Diary of Anne Dank. Saturday, night time. I've missed the X-Files, but who needs science fiction when your real parents are aliens? Full stop. My father is a flying object with an identity crisis, and my mother's corporal body seems to have been magnetized by strange astral forces. Dot, dot, dot. The truth is out there. I wish it wasn't.
The whole glade is resplendent with positive energy. I feel like kicking off my saddles and dancing. The dance of the great and the good under the trees. That's Dante Purgatory 30, my favourite canto.
Well, I'll join you.
No, get off. I'll join her.
I'll sort first.
I'll dance with all of you.
Oh, great.
Hold my turban, would you? They call me Mallow Yellow.
That's right.
That's right. They call me Yellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
Oh, party. Isn't this fun?
No, I'm freezing.
Oh, God, there's a move to go to the pub.
I said I'm freezing.
Now come and have a pint, George.
Come on, Georgie.
You don't need to really sleep up there.
As long as drinks are on you.
Well, that's very kind, but this is a point of principle, however. I cannot say one thing and do another.
Oh, yeah.
After all, I am an MP. I have been chosen by the people. And as a representative of the people, I believe in democracy. I believe in my constituents having their say. I believe that together we can build a Britain where savings keep their value.
Yeah.
Who's going to buy our drinks?
I will, but not before I've kissed George.
And I fully intend... are you getting all this down?
I'm coming up, darling.
Look at her. Good.
She's a I think I'm in love.
Good night, darling.
Collie, that was amazing.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thanks.
Sleep well, darling. Coming down.
Come on. Hey. Bye, then.
Bye.
Bye, George. Bye, George.
Hermione. Hermione!
Yes, George!
See you tomorrow, then.
Yes, George!
Hello?
George?
Hello? Stephen, yes. Look, I'm not coming down. I've thought it through. I'm very determined. My constituents...
Remember Oxford? The last time you crossed me?
Yes, I do.
I made your life hell, didn't I, George? I had you jeered out of the Union. I pegged you out onto the Oriel croquet lawn. I got the first eight to set fire to your hair. Remember, George?
You said you'd put all that behind you, didn't you, when I came into the department, didn't you?
Yes,
you did. I distinctly remember because you bought me that drink and you made that very funny joke about my hair never growing back.
As long as you were working for me, we had to pull together. But now you're not. And who knows what I'll do unless, of course, you come down. Now!
Stephen? Hello? Hello?
Oh, Hermione.
Red alert for Rhodes, Dan Watson.
Oh, Dan, hi. It's Jim here from The Guardian.
Hi.
We're front-paging Tittybot Dan here. Mm-hmm. The copy I'm getting is inspired. It's strangely energised. Oh. Dank's wife's featuring heavily, as is the mystic resonance of Tittybot Wood.
Oh.
10 times more engaging than Honiton.
Well, the problem with Honiton was that you couldn't see Swampy because he was down that tunnel.
Yeah, right. So, what's your soundbite?
This is clearly the last straw for a discredited transport policy. Okay.
Great. So.
God, they're obsessed with the wife. Dan Watson.
Henry Skillet from The Sun, yeah?
Oh, hi.
Yeah, now, we're going all out on this one, Shaynu. Front page, right? Picture of Dank. The head's the same, okay? But the body is a body of a parrot. Banner headline, who's a pretty boy then? Quite clever, isn't it?
Yeah.
And my man's gone mental for the wife. You don't have a picture?
No.
Oh, well. Soundbite?
This is clearly the last straw for a discredited transport policy. We're suddenly represented by a bald MP who's never been sighted on public transport and who drove to the Tittybot in a 6-cylinder, fully leaded Rover Estate.
Bastard.
He's either a cynical vote gatherer or a complete idiot. I'll just have to pray he's still up there in the morning. Hello?
I mean, I might have lost my seat anyway, so let's say I do get down after all. There was always Plan B, the antiquarian bookshop in East Sheen. Or we could go and live with Hermione's Maori cousin in Auckland, or I might get headhunted. I might. No, I might. Where's that ladder gone? Oh! And Robbins and I have become good friends now. We put Oxford behind us. Wouldn't want to jeopardise that or upset him in any way.
Dad?
Oh!
What are you doing?
Coming down and then going up again. Coming down and then going up again. Down, up, just to keep warm.
I've brought you a blanket.
Oh, great. Thanks. Yes, journalists stopped being friendly, have they?
Oh, no. They're locked into the ferret and trouser, drinking cider and playing strip poker. I'm just too young for that assortment of pot bellies, one hopes.
And, what's your mother doing?
Big Spender!
Hey, Big Spender!
You don't want to know, Dad.
Great.
At least she's having fun.
How would you like to go and live in New Zealand, Danny?
What?
With your Maori cousins, Jonah and Bruce.
Dad, you're cold, you're tired, you're slightly insane. Get some sleep.
I will be down tomorrow, won't I?
Pass.
I'm quite depressed, Danny.
All right. They'll definitely U-turn, the road will definitely be stopped, and you'll definitely be re-elected with a huge majority.
Yes. I mean, I don't want to be PM or anything. I mean, not desperately. Re-elected would do.
Well, from what I can make out, the press is going to be obscenely flattering about you.
Oh?
Well, I heard one bloke on the phone saying something about you being the only Tory politician with any sense of decency. I'm actually quite proud of you.
Oh. Thank you.
Right. I'm off to the guest house then. If the press is that good, they'll have to U-turn. Night. Sleep well.
Well, maybe I'll stay here just for the one night.
So, Zacchaeus the tax collector hid up the tree in order to catch a glimpse of Jesus. A ridiculous thing to do, you may think, but Zacchaeus braved ridicule to achieve his goal. Zacchaeus' courage is not perhaps dissimilar to the bravery displayed by George Dank.
What?
His bravery.
Dank!
Will serve as a
beacon. Oh, shut up, you pious idiot!
The Tittybot Road Show with me, Liz Ritchie.
George, you're still in here.
Oh, what?
Let's go. Quiet as Dan Jamaican.
Well, I'll
throttle
him.
Thank you,
Jamaican.
Ministry of Agriculture, I re-legalised pork scratching.
Oh.
Globalisation of the Snickers trademark.
Oh. Danks everywhere, Jennifer. I turn on my television, and he's grinning like an idiot and holding hands with his Hermione.
Stephen, it's Sunday morning.
I turn on my radio and listen to a pile of steaming, stinking, sodding nonsense about bar snacks. Dank is a nobody, a hopeless arse. What's going on?
We're going to have to consider a review on the bypass.
Balls!
But it's not a complete disaster. Red Alert for Roads have faxed me about some badgers in the Tidderbot area. Badger Act 1977, they're protected, apparently. You see, I reckon you can play the animal conservationist card. It always gets votes.
Badgers. Right, fine. Tell that fat pranny that we'll call a review on condition he gets down before lunch. Then the minute he's out of that tree, we renege.
How unsleazy of you, Stephen.
Thank you. I want that road built. You in bed, Jennifer?
What?
What are you wearing? Pajamas or nighty or nothing at all?
Bye then, Georgie.
Bye, Liz. Thanks.
Well, we're off to get lunch in the village, George, but can we do retakes at 3 o'clock?
No, I'm doing pre-records for Panorama Every Man on the clothes show this afternoon, and then I want to spend some quality time with my wife.
We'd all like to spend some quality time with your wife. Come on, then.
Oh, carissimo, we had such fun last night.
What did you, get up to?
Well, the journos positively forced me to perform the Dance of the Seven Whales.
What?
And then we played a game of poker. They got terribly macho about it. Insisted on taking their clothes off when they lost. Men's bodies are so fascinating.
Hey,
Trunzio, back it, hairy. Have I told you my theory about Dundee being obsessed with buttocks? He and Virgil are very close.
No, H, really. Well, I've been live on CNN and Sky One and Radio's 1 to 5, BBC's 1 to 2, LWT, Channel 4, and I've got my own website now to manage, and someone's been ringing incessantly wanting to make soft toys of me.
Oh, Porgy, well done.
It's just a very stressful time for me, H, and I could have used your support. Dance for Seven Whales. You haven't done that since Oxford.
I love you when you sulk. So sexy.
You haven't done that since we were at that hideous union bash when Stephen...
Shh. Close your eyes and put your hands out. I've got a nice hot croissant in my pocket for you.
Red alert, Teddy Bert, right. Well, we found some badgers. I faxed them about some badgers. Then someone called Jennifer ran down back and spoke to me. I'm Skip. Then I passed a message on to Dan, which was that some robins were going to call a review. Dan seemed pleased about that.
Who's that?
It's Brenda, someone, Brenda Jackson.
One second. Glenda, hi. No, it's not completely over, of course. Dank's got to come down quietly. No, there's no reason why he shouldn't. Unless he's even more of a fool than we all thought, eh? Yeah.
Polo Porty?
That's
a lot of letters you've got.
Darling Mr. Dank, phew, scented notepaper. I adore you and I want your babies.
Hello? Danks? Uh-huh. What a nice offer. What would he be modelling? Mm-hmm. If you could hold... Vivian Westwood wants you to model her spring collection, Porgy. Feathered trousers.
Well, I'll leave anything a shot.
Hello. Subject to availability, he'd be delighted.
Dear Mr. Dank, we have been asked to do a school project on a living hero. Oh, that's me. I wanted to do Tony Bullimore. What? But Jasper got him, so I got you instead. Little ingrate. Ooh, questions. Good. What do you eat for breakfast? Well, bacon, eggs, tomato, two toast, baked beans. Where are the jelly babies?
We're gone, Paul. Hello, thanks. Oh, hello. Right. It's Rory Bremner. He wants to hear you say something.
Right. Hello? Hello, Rory. Say after you, yes. I'll do anything to get elected, anything at all. Is that okay? Great. Bye.
This letter's from Daymart, Porge. What a lovely logo. Apropos your comment on television yesterday, let's just say I haven't packed a spare pair of pants. We wondered... affiliate yourself to a brand.
E.g., I'm glad I've packed my Daymart pants.
Oh, do these people have no shame?
Do they have no sense of decency?
Do they have that much money? Oh, my God.
How could they possibly imagine you'd sell your soul to a pant company?
Hello, Dank. Oh, Stephen.
It's Stephen Robbins.
Ah.
Oh, Stephen. Stephen. No. Stop it, Steve-o. Really, I think you ought to talk to my husband. He's such a flirty-girty.
Hello? Stephen? Yes. Yes, I'm still here. I've thought it all through with the news people, and I'm not coming down. I'm very determined. Oh, review. Well,
Don't trust him.
Well, a review puts a whole new light on the...
Steve-o, you're a sly thing, and we don't trust you an inch. I'm afraid George's feet will not be touching dry ground until you've guaranteed him a new position. I'm not having you bullying him. Don't get hoity. Oh, I thought of you last night. I did the Dance of the Seven Whales. One more thing, Steve-o. George is not coming down until you publicly announce a review in the papers. Joe.
H, what have you done?
You can't believe a word that man says, Porgy. Don't you remember how he absconded with the Corpus Christi barge and blamed it on you? Leopards don't change their spots.
Well, he was very upset at the time.
Mm. Do you remember when we first met, Porgy?
Yes. You were on a date with Stephen.
Mm. I saw you across a smoky room.
At a college disco.
You were bobbing to music with a wine glass in your hand.
That's right.
It was slopping everywhere.
I know, yeah.
And Steve-o came up to you and said, "Mind what you're doing, fatty. I just went red all over."
You pushed your way through the crowd and you said to him,
"Go and pick on someone your own size."
And then you kissed me.
I kissed you.
Oh, Hermione.
Oh, George. Hello, Danks. No, Mr. Paxman, he's busy.
What do you mean he hasn't accepted?
He wants to bargain with me. I can't believe I let her get away with it. They're demanding we go public on the U-turn.
Stephen Robbins' office. Yes, he is. PM, Stephen.
Situation's under control, John. Yeah, I know. He'll be down by this evening, yeah. I assure you. He wants a guaranteed position in government. Think, Jennifer. What about Hong Kong?
Will we give it back in July?
Exactly.
No, hang on. I've got it, and I think you're going to like it.
It had better be good. If this doesn't work, I'll bulldozer him myself.
Stephen Robbins' office. Thatcher. I'm afraid he's out of the office, Baroness. He'll get back to you as soon as he returns. Are you all right, Stephen? Do you want your inhaler?
The Secret Anthology of Anne Dank. Fat parents on your branch, like a couple of overweight canaries. You are as incongruous on TV as bears at a cocktail party. As unphotogenic as whales at an aerobics class.
Hi, Anne.
Hello, Jennifer. He's really lost it. He thinks he's Bob Geldof.
Give the world a tuppence a bag.
Tuppence a bag. Yeah, great. Thanks very much, Mr. and Mrs. Dank. Thank you. Oh. I think we've got all we need.
Are you sure?
We could do another verse.
No, honestly, thanks. That's adequate. Thank you.
Bye. George?
Oh, Jennifer.
I've got an offer from Robbins. For your ears only, I'm afraid.
You turn the golden with milk and honey, bless.
Whee!
Great jump, Mrs. D.
I'm off then. Be the world.
Do you ever get the feeling, Jennifer, that you wake up and you just know it's going to be a wonderful day?
Very rarely.
Hmm.
George, Robbins is prepared to give you a last chance.
Ah, now what is it then? What's the post?
Just come down quietly, no fuss, no interviews.
What's the post?
It's good, George. It's promotion.
Well, what is it?
Chief Whip.
Chief Whip?
It's amazing, isn't it? You couldn't have done this better if you'd planned it. You know, to think that you... Well, I mean, anyway.
But I can't be a whip, Jennifer.
Whips aren't people. They're shadowy hobbit types who live in dark corners of the commons and whisper a lot. They're not allowed to air their views, to see daylight, to have a personality.
That's the idea.
No, I have a responsibility to my public, Jennifer. The nation needs me. I must have a job with profile, do, you know, speaker meetings, give autographs, that sort of thing. This whipping stuff's not for me. Now, if you don't mind helping me down... I'm going to follow H down to the river.
No, no, George, no, I think we should talk... George, I think we should talk about it.
Courting. What a lovely day.
George, this is his final offer. George, do you want to get down this tree or not?
Non del suo amante più Diana piacque quando la vide tutta ignuda nel mezzo delle gelide acque.
Hello, Anne.
Hello, Mother.
Come and sit with me on this rock.
You look all moony and strange.
I'm in love, Anne. I've forgotten how wonderful it feels.
Mother, there's something you have to know. It pains me to tell you, but I suppose you had to find out one day. Men are deceivers. They are double-crossers. Those journos last night don't love you. They're just pretending. They said all the same things to me, and I'm practically underage.
I'm not in love with a journalist, Anne. It's your father. I'm in love with your father all over again.
How disgusting.
Oh, H.
Oh, poor G.
Oh, puke.
Oh, what a splendid day. The sunlight dances on the water, and I'm surrounded by those I love. My cup runneth over. They're calling a review, H. We just haven't agreed on my post yet. I'm holding out for party chairman.
Are we all going home, then?
Soon, little Bert. Soon.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Anne, you're going to have to start trusting me. The Dank family has arrived.
He said what, Jennifer? He said what?
This is Brian Perkins with the 6 o'clock news. Uproar over the A28 continues. Earlier today, Stephen Robbins made the statement.
There will be no review on this road. The badgers will be perfectly safe. We're going to make a clearly signposted badger crossing. I will make it my personal mission to see this road in construction before the general election.
Dan Watson, spokesman for the Red Alert for Roads pressure group, expressed extreme disappointment at the decision.
I'm extremely disappointed. This was an opportunity for the government to amend their unpopular and unnecessary plans for the Tiddibot bypass. They've decided not to, and I'm still trying to understand why.
Protesting Too Much starred John Fortune as George Dank, Eleanor Bron as Hermione Dank, Louisa Millwood Haig as Anne Dank, Brian Bowles as Robbins, Chris Pavlo as Dan, Alan Francis as reporter and vicar, Sally Phillips as Jennifer, Elliot Nichols as Skip, and Brian Perkins as himself. All other parts were played by members of the cast. It was written by Kate Brook and Sally Phillips and produced by Jane Bertu.
Mr. Dank,
Mr. Dank, how do you feel about your tree vigil continuing?
Well, Mr. Dank, have you prepared yourself for tree life?
Yeah.
Just let's say how glad I am I've packed my Daymart pants. The brush cottons, elasticated waistband, three buttons, roll-down legs, ribbed effect on the buttons.